Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. Well, David, the weekend is here. You look tanned, relaxed, and ready. You got big plans?
Not really. Not a whole lot planned, but I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about it.
Quite a bit of music going on around the area. A couple of really big concerts happening, very different concerts. Let's start out at Brevard Music Center, where it's opening weekend at the BMC, 78th season at the Brevard Music Center in Brevard. Good morning, Brevard. We salute you. And boy, they've got a great one out there on Saturday night to kick things off, and that would be the famous violinist Itzhak Perlman playing out there with Keith Lockhart conducting, and that's going to be a tremendous concert in Whittington Fowl Auditorium, and tickets are pretty tight for that. I think that's pretty much of a sold-out concert, but it wouldn't hurt to check brevardmusic.org to see if there's any tickets available for that date. You can also plan on Tuesday night at the BMC, where Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey, who were two-thirds of Peter, Paul, and Mary, are going to be performing out there at BMC. Of course, Mary Travers is gone now, but this will be a night of great music that was made famous by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and they sure had some huge hits back in the 1960s. They were really one of the biggest pop acts out there during the folk era. Puff the Magic Dragon, Leaving on a Jet Plane, If I Had a Hammer, it goes on and on, the hits that they had in the day. So Tuesday night, Peter and Paul, and then, of course, Saturday night, Itzhak Perlman. Now, the big concert in Asheville this weekend is going to be completely different. Florida-Georgia Line down at the McCormick Field Ballpark on Sunday night, and you guys may have heard about this. They're expecting a crowd of up to 12,500 people. Now, keep in mind, on a sold-out Thursday, that ballpark will accommodate about 4,000 people. But they're putting much of that audience will be out on the field, and it'll be the biggest single ticketed concert ever in Asheville, I believe. And it may be topped only in terms of attendance by some stock car races back in the day, back in the 60s. But it'll certainly be about twice as big a crowd as ever been in McCormick Field. And so the traffic is going to be nuts on Sunday afternoon down on the South Slope. If you're going to go to that concert, give yourself plenty of time and think about where you're going to park your car. Or if you're not going to go. And, of course, you know, it's the perfect storm because the World Cup is going on and several bars down that way. Wild Wing, they'll be packed with people who want to watch the World Cup, as Green Man has been packed with people who want to go to watch the World Cup. So give yourself plenty of time to get down there. Finally, back around to this afternoon to downtown after 5, starting about 5 o'clock over on Lexington Avenue, just around the corner from the radio station, Driving and Crying with Southern Rock and Raleigh Rockers doing American Aquarium doing alt country. So those are some of your musical events that are going on this weekend. If you're missing any of it, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine in the Asheville Citizen Times, in free boxes around town, online at AshevilleScene.com, and, of course, in your Citizen Times this morning. One other musical thing that's worth mentioning, too, this weekend, and I was asked to mention the Percussion Festival going on, which actually starts tonight with workshops at the Diana Wortham Theater, then Friday and Saturday concerts at 8 p.m. at the Diana Wortham, and that'll be a lot of fun if you like percussive music to go to the Asheville Percussion Festival this weekend.
Okay, so, what about some theater?
Well, quite a bit of theater going on, too. Summer theater season in fired up and ready to rock here. Spamalot holding on until next weekend at Asheville Community Theater and shaping up to be the biggest hit they ever had over at ACT. A great, great show. Coming up on Wednesday at North Carolina Stage Company has the one-man show Elephant in My Closet about a actor who comes out as a Democrat to his father, who's a very conservative guy. That sounds like a lot of fun at North Carolina Stage Company. Sart has wrapping up Shunned, story about Amish life. And then let's see, Henry V over at the Montfort Park Players. That'll be a lot of fun there, too. Stardust Supper Club opening on Wednesday out at Sart. And anyway, quite a My Fair Lady at Flat Rock. I can't forget that, too. That's a big, big hit for Flat Rock Playhouse. A lot of singing and a great classic musical, My Fair Lady. Finally, around to the movies. Have you seen a motion picture?
Let's see. Sound of Music, didn't care for it. Blazing Saddles, very funny.
Blazing Saddles has been very, very funny movie. On the big screen this weekend, Jersey Boys, the musical biography about the Four Seasons. Clint Eastwood directed that, opening wide at the Biltmore Grand, the Carolina Asheville, and the Carmike. The other one opening wide is a comedy called Think Like a Man 2. And then there are smaller movies opening this weekend. I saw The Rover. It's kind of a futuristic sci-fi thriller sort of thing. Well, it's not more, maybe not so much sci-fi, but it's a thriller set in the future, 10 years after a global meltdown, a guy chasing a stolen car. I didn't much care for it. Ida, getting great reviews at the Fine Arts Theater, about a young nun about to take her final vows, unearthing a dark family secret involving Nazi occupation during World War II, and The Immigrant out at the Carolina, about a newly arrived U.S. immigrant in 1921 forced into prostitution. So those are your motion pictures, your new ones up on the big screen this weekend. A lot of people still going to see 22 Jump Street, and that's a big movie too.
Lots to do this weekend. Tony, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
So long, everybody.